the nose for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, out to Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Sam Jelinek with you, just south of Washington, D.C. It's the Delmarva Shorebirds. It's the Fredericksburg Nationals getting you set for Game 5 of this six-game set. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Shorebirds snapped a 12-game losing streak against the Fred Nats last night with a 3-2 win over Fredericksburg. It was tense. It was tight. It went down to the final pitch. But the Shorebirds finally emerged victorious for the first time against these Nationals since way back in May. That was the last time the Shorebirds picked up a win off of Fredericksburg, as in the second half of the season, the Shorebirds had been swept here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. They'd been swept at home, and they dropped the first three here this week before winning last night here on Friday night. So how did it happen last night? Shorebirds 3-2 winners. They scored the first run of the game in the top of the fourth. Silas Arjuan, an RBI double. He would later go on to have a two-run single in the top of the eighth to give the Shorebirds a 3-2 lead, the score that they would win by. Shorebirds pitching was great all night long. Tyler Joyner in his first rehab start since missing basically an entire season with Tommy John surgery through two scoreless. Then Moises Chasse, a career-high five innings, allowing just two runs on three hits. Then Yaki Rivera, his first career save, as he threw two scoreless innings to close this one out, and the Shorebirds emerged victorious 3-2. Delmarva with the win, now 45-78. On the season, they're 24-35 here in the second half. The Fred Nats, they are now 69-54 overall, 36-21 in the second half as well. If you couldn't tell from the mini game recap that we just gave you, Silas Arjuan had a very big impact on last night's game. He ended up driving in all three runs the Shorebirds scored in that game. So, naturally, we had to have him on the pregame show today to talk a little bit about his performance last night and how he actually called his shot that he was going to have a game like that last night before the game during batting practice. So, without any further ado, please welcome our pregame guest for today. It's Shorebirds catcher Silas Arjuan. Back here on the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show, we're joined by Silas Arjuan. Silas, three hits last night, three RBIs. You drive in all the runs for the Shorebirds. What goes into a game like that when you're able to literally put the team on your back?
Yeah, each game has its own story. You know, I wouldn't say that I put the team on my back. The pitching was great last night. It held them for, they didn't score any runs to the seventh inning. Then we held them for the eighth and ninth, and they really showed some strength in that bullpen, and obviously the guys in front of me got on base and gave me a chance to drive them in, so I can't thank them enough for that. But, like I said, every game has its own story.
And I think it's the natural catcher in you that you immediately point out how good the pitching staff was last night. You were obviously behind the plate for them. What went into dissecting that Fred Nats lineup that up until this point this week had really been able to run pretty roughshod?
Yeah, they're a very good lineup, obviously. They've been swinging it well all week, and they're a playoff team. Coming into that game, just kind of had a game plan to more mix it, with off speed and mixing some fastballs late, try to throw out their timing a little bit. And our pitchers did a great job of attacking the zone with multiple pitches, not just one. So, yeah.
One of the plays early in the game that I thought might have really turned the tide was that questionable double play where it looked like maybe it came off the hitter's foot. You guys played it off pretty well. Umpires ended up saying it was a double play. But I noticed that I think you were the first one to lead the group off the field. Was that just a little bit of, baseball acumen that hey, if I get these guys off the field, maybe we can sway the umpires here?
Yeah, a little bit. That was a crazy play, obviously. Whether it hit his foot or not, there's no telling. Obviously, the umpires didn't see it. But getting off the field, I just want to get off and sell it. That's kind of part of the game is selling it. And whatever the situation is, and that just kind of got the other guys off the field. It's like, yeah, double play, let's go.
Going into last night, I happened to hear you say, I don't know who you said it to around the turtle yesterday, but you said, I am getting an extra base hit in yesterday's game. First AB, you come up, you rip an RBI double. What goes into a feeling like that? Or is it just, positive mindset and you become what you think?
Yeah, I think it was more like you said, more positive mindset, become what you think. I didn't have an extra base hit going into the game, and been kind of getting beat up here and there, every other game or so, but starting to make some adjustments to feel a little bit better. You know, for some reason, I just felt like telling myself I'm going to hit an extra base hit. You know, I told myself that again today, so.
What are the adjustments that go into making your professional debut? And then, you know, you had an extremely long season playing with Texas. You guys go to the College World Series. It's a really long time. You know, you've probably played upwards of 100 games this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the game is obviously a game of adjustments. You know, you make changes here and there to make you a better ball player, and you ride those out for as long as you can. And just making the adjustment to the wood bat was the biggest thing for me, but I think I'm getting the hang of it. You know, I'm starting to see some pitches, more at-bats, and things are starting to slow down for me at the plate a little bit. So,
the obvious answer when it comes to difference between middle bat, wood bat, obviously a little bit of a smaller sweet spot. Is there anything more to it that you think about?
I think it's easy to think that you have to overswing with a wood bat. You know, like coming in from college, we had metal bats. They all had pop. Home runs were easy to hit. You know, you come to pro ball and you're swinging wood bats facing guys that are throwing hard. You feel like you have to match that with a lot of effort and a lot of strength when it's actually the opposite. You know, you have to try a little bit less and just trust your swing, you know, just like you did in college. And that's been the biggest adjustment probably for a lot of people who have just come out of that game.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about the fact that you come from a family of catchers. Your dad caught in the major leagues. Did you naturally gravitate towards catching because of that? And if not, what did push you towards it?
Growing up, you know, up until I got to high school, I was actually an infielder. My dad was my coach growing up once he finished playing ball, and I was about 8 years old. And since then, he trained me to be an infielder just to have, you know, the footwork and the athleticism and the hand-eye coordination and that kind of thing. And when I got to high school, I guess his plan was always to take me back there as a catcher, and that's when I started catching. And, you know, ever since my first game, I really liked it. You know, I like the ball coming at me every play. I like having that responsibility to take control of the game, take control of the pitching staff, and I really have enjoyed it so far. And I learned a lot from him, obviously, because he has so much experience, and I feel like I'm learning a lot on my own, too, you know, after playing for college for 3 years, you know, high school, too, and also, you know, starting to get into pro ball, you learn a lot from different people.
Well, Silas, thank you so much for the time here today. Congrats on the good game last night.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
We'll be back with the Preston Automotive Group starting lineups here on the Shorebirds pregame show.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ball game. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Welcome back to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Jelinek with you, getting you set for game 5 of 6 between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Fredericksburg Nationals. Preston Automotive Group starting lineups. Got to get those to you before first pitch today. First for the Delmarva Shorebirds, Carter Young leads it off. He's the shortstop. Then Jackson Holliday plays second base and bats second. Dylan Beavers, the right fielder, hits third. Doug Hodo is the left fielder here tonight for the Birds. He'll bat cleanup. Reed Trimble, the center fielder, bats fifth. Then Silas Artois, our pregame guest, bats sixth. He'll be the DH. Noelbert Romero, bats seventh. He's the third baseman. Adam Retzbach is the catcher, batting eighth. And Adam Crampton, his first ever start at first base, bats ninth. Rounding it out for Connor Grady on the hill for your Shorebirds. Fredericksburg Nationals, Preston Automotive Group, starting lineup. Jacob Young leads it off. He's out in center. JT Arruda is the second baseman. He'll be batting second. Will Friesel, the DH, bats third. Trey Lipscomb, the third baseman, is the cleanup man. DJ White bats behind him. Back in the lineup, he'll be batting fifth. Geraldi Diaz does the catching. He'll be batting sixth. Brandon Bossier, the first baseman, bats seventh. Cortland Lawson is in the eight hole and the shortstop. Christopher De La Cruz rounds things out. He's the right fielder, batting ninth, for Mason Denenberg on the mound for the Nationals. Your starting pitching matchup here tonight, it's Mason Denenberg for the Fred Nats. Denenberg 0-1 with a 4.17 ERA this season, while Connor Grady on the hill for the Shorebirds. He's 5-9 with a 5.73 ERA so far this season. Right now, we're just waiting on the delivery of the game ball, as it looks like the Fred Nats are having it airdropped. We have a man coming down in a parachute, and he's bringing in the baseball for tonight's game. So that's the holdup for us to throw you to break, because before he reaches the field, we can't start the game. My goodness, there's two of them. There's three. Three parachuters coming down with the baseball tonight as the Fred Nats wait to take the field, as these guys still have to land and deliver the game ball. I guess we're not waiting for it. We're just going to the national anthem. Well, send you to break. Come back with first pitch. This has been the Shorebirds pregame show here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Perdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Pelter, a bouncing ball, throw down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
National anthem's been sung, and that means it's time for Delmarva Shorebirds baseball. Welcome, everybody, out to Virginia Credit Union Stadium, about an hour south of our nation's capital. The Delmarva Shorebirds and the Fredericksburg Nationals are ready to play game 5 of 6 here this week. Shorebirds wrapping up their road season this year. Final 6 games on the road, final 2 here on Saturday and Sunday. They've dropped 3 out of 4 so far this week, but they did win yesterday, their first win against the Nationals in their past 13 tries. They still have a chance for a series split here if they can win out, but they'll have to go through Mason Denenberg on the mound tonight for the Fred Nats. Right-handed pitcher, first-round pick back in 2018, makes the start for the Nationals. Denenberg is 0-1 this season with a 4.17 ERA, making his 13th start. Let's line up the defense for you behind him. It's T.J. White out in left field. Jacob Young is in center. Christopher De La Cruz in right. Trey Lipscomb over at the hot corner. He plays third. Cortland Lawson is the shortstop. He'll be paired up with J.T. Arruda up the middle at second base. Brandon Bossier is over at first base. And Geraldi Diaz does the catching for the Fred Nats with Mason Denenberg on the hill. It's another gorgeous night for baseball. A little hot, a little humid, but given the weather that we had in the month of August, more than happy right now for the way things currently are. A couple of clouds up above, but they won't impact tonight's ball game. About mid-80s right now with high humidity up above 50%. Denneberg making the start for the Frednats. He's used to this weather. Born and raised in Cape Canaveral, Florida, went to Merritt Island High School, where he was selected in the first round back in 2018 by the Nationals, 27th overall. 12 starts this year. He's thrown 36 and two-thirds innings, making his way back from multiple elbow and shoulder injuries. Nationals have been very cautious with him, despite him now being 23 years old. 36 strikeouts, 22 walks. He's allowed 31 hits, three of them homers. Carter Young digs in from the left side to lead it off for the Shorebirds tonight. Young switch hitter, bats from the left side. And time called. And before we can have first pitch, we are waiting for the parachuters who are still trying to, well, pack up their parachutes and leave the field. We have had all manner of delays this season, and we now add parachuters to that list. Now we're ready to rock. Rutledge, or rather Denneberg, on the mound into his wide. His first pitch to Carter Young is ripped on the ground to second, right out of Ruta. Gloves it, throws to first, and Carter Young is retired on the game's first pitch. So one pitch, one out for Mason Denneberg, and that brings up Jackson Holliday. Holliday took an 0-for last night, was 0-for-5. Now 5-for-28 with the Shorebirds playing his eighth game. First pitch, he swings away and fouls it back. Strike one. Holliday, no homers, 4 runs driven in for this year's first overall pick. Denneberg, the wind and the 0-1. Slow breaking ball on the outside corner. It's 0-2. Home plate umpire tonight is Corey Gerber. His crewmate Nobu Yazuda is out in the field. Denneberg hands the belt, lifts the leg, the 0-2, and Holliday takes. Breaking ball down and away. 1-2. One two to Holliday. He swings and just gets it off the end of the bat. Able to ground it foul. Third base side. 1-2. Denneberg, long red sleeves despite the hot night. 1-2. And Holliday rips it on the ground to first by the stab of Boss here to his right and on into right field for a base hit. Jackson Holliday, a night after going 0-for-5, wastes no time in getting his first base hit of the game today. One out single here in the first. So Holliday at first base, and that brings up Dylan Beavers. Beavers 0-for-3 last night, but he did draw a walk, extending his on-base streak now to 14 straight games. He grounds the first pitch here to second. Aruda flips to short, then on to first for a 4-6-3 double play. Easy as you like it, Aruda Lawson on to Bossier, and the Shorebirds send up the minimum here in the first. On to the last of the first, it's Delmarva nothing. Fredericksburg coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
home half of the first. It's Delmarva nothing, and Fredericksburg coming to bat for the first time against Connor Grady on the hill for your Shorebirds. Grady coming in at 5-9 with a 5.73 ERA, coming off of his best start of his professional career. Leading off for the Fred Nats, Jacob Young for the fifth straight game this week. First pitch from Grady. Fastball misses down and in. Ball one. Young, right-handed batter, comes in right now hitting 254. Two homers, 42 driven in. Takes the 1-0 pitch. Fastball is on the inside corner. One ball, one strike. Grady making his 15th start of the year, 23rd appearance overall. 1-1 pitch is cut on and missed. It's 1-2 on Young. Grady was an 18th round pick of the Orioles last year out of Florida State. 86 in the third innings now this year. He struck out 87 and leads the team. 42 walks, 96 hits allowed. 1-2 pitch. And Young swings and misses. Fastball down and in. Grady able to carve up Young for the first out here in the last of the first. Brings up the second baseman, JT Arruda. Arruda, switch hitter, steps in from the left side. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Grady from the stretch with nobody on. His first pitch. Fastball misses down and away. Ball one. Arruda hitting 267 this season. Four homers, 24 driven in. Playing in his 46th game. 1-0. He swings, it's a tapper to third. Romero in line with the bag fields. The third baseman throws across the diamond to retire Arruda. Couple of pitches, couple of outs for Connor Grady here in the home half of the first. Set the defense behind you before the first thing is already said and done. It's Doug Hodo in left for the Shorebirds. Reed Trimble in center. Dylan Beavers is out in right field. Noelbert Romero is over at third. Carter Young at short. Jackson Holliday over at second base. And Adam Crampton over at first with Adam Retzbach doing the catching. First pitch to Will Friesel is chopped out towards second. Holliday to his right gloves it, flings to first, and retires Friesel. And Connor Grady with a five-pitch first inning sets them down in order, 1-2-3. On to the top of the second. No score after one here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care. And with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top of the second here from Fredericksburg. It's Delmarva nothing and Fredericksburg nothing. Shorebirds batting for the second time tonight against Mason Denneberg. His first pitch breaking ball to Doug Hodo misses high for ball one. 4, 5, and 6 due up for the Shorebirds here in the first. Denneberg the wind and the 1-0 to Hodo. Slider misses outside, ball two. Hodo back out in left field today after playing center field and batting fifth last night. He went 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. 2-0. Fastball up high. Hodo swings through it. 2-1. Denneberg starts off from the stretch, steps into his one, the 2-1. And Hodo fouls it back to the screen. 2-2. Fred Nats back in their home whites here today after wearing the alternate red yesterday. Fred Nats in red across the front with red numbers on the front as well. Same for the back. 1-2. And Hodo fouls it back, or 2-2, beg your pardon. Hodo fouls it back still. And the count remains level. Red hat for the home team with a navy blue bill. And the Fredericksburg F in navy across the front of that hat. 2-2 again. And Hodo out in front, able to loop it foul. First base side. Still 2-2. Hodo leading off the top of the second for the Shorebirds. 2-2 again from Denneberg. And the fastball misses high and outside. Ball three. Hodo in open stance from the right side. Denneberg the kick and the pitch. And the fastball hits Hodo up behind his head. Somehow got him off his hand behind his head where he was holding the bat as he tried to turn away. Thankfully, it looks like he's okay. Shorebirds athletic trainer Griffin Pyatt will come out and check on Doug. But that's one of the weirdest hit-by-pitches I've ever seen. Hodo trying to duck out of the way, and the ball ended up hitting him on his hand behind his head. So the Shorebirds, though, get a leadoff base runner out of it, and thankfully Hodo's okay. Reed Trimble, the next batter, switch hitter, digs in from the left side. Here's the pitch, and Trimble takes inside, ball one. Trimble hitting 286 this season, that's in 27 games. Two homers and 16 driven in. The 1-0, Hodo runs, Trimble takes low, the throw to second from Diaz, not nearly in time. And Doug Hodo with his third stolen base of the season. Good job by Hodo. Took a good pinch to run on there, breaking ball down. Now 3-for-3, stealing bases with the Shorebirds. 2-0 to Trimble. Reed takes. It's on the outside corner. Fastball in 94. 2-1. Trimble was off yesterday, but played back on Thursday night. He went 0-for-3 that day. That snapped a hitting streak for him. Had been up at 11 in a row. 2-1. Breaking ball misses inside. 3-1. Hodo at second, nobody out. Top of the second. Scoreless game right now. Fred Nats and Shorebirds here on Saturday night. Denneberg's 3-1. And Trimble, a hard chopper over to first. Bossier picks it on the short hop and then scrambles over to the bag. Retires Trimble. Over to third goes Hodo. So still productive for Trimble there. Despite grounding out, Hodo at third and one out for our pregame guest. It's Silas Artois. Artois 3-for-4 last night with a double and three driven in. Early RBI chance for him here again. First pitch. He takes a breaking ball outside. Ball one. Artois doubled his RBI count for the season. Now up at 6 through 8 games. Hitting 258. 1-0. Fastball is on the inside corner. 1-1. Infield plays back, except for Bossier at first. He's a couple of steps in, but way off the line. Artois, right-handed batter. Denneberg from the belt, the pitch. And Artois tried to lay off the breaking ball, but fouls it back. Couldn't wait back long enough to square it up. 1-2. Hodo at third, one out. Top of the second, no score. 1-2 to Artois. He swings and fouls it back and out of play. Still 1-2. Artois said in the pregame show that these kind of clutch moments, it's just about taking what's given to you. not trying to do too much, especially here with Hodo at third. And the infield back, Ardoin just needs a ball in play. 1-2. And Ardoin fouls back another. Shorebirds were on the board first yesterday, courtesy of Ardoin. His RBI double in the top of the fourth, giving the Birds the lead. 1-2 again. And Ardoin takes a called strike three. Got his knees buckled by a breaking ball in the inside corner. Kind of backed up on Denneberg, but worked to his benefit as he's able to catch Ardoin looking. And there's two outs here at the top of the second. Hodo still over at third. So that brings up Noelbert Romero. Romero playing third base tonight after playing first base yesterday. Takes a rip at the first pitch and comes up empty. Strike one. Romero playing in his team-leading 99th game this season. He's hitting .228. Nine homers, that leads the team. 44 driven in. 0-1, breaking ball down low again. This time Romero learned his lesson. Able to lay off 1-1. Two outs, top of the second. Shorebirds and Fred Nat scoreless for now. The 1-1. And Romero cues it foul behind home. 1-2. Hodo over at third. He was hit by a pitch to start the inning. Stole second, went to third on a ground out. After Ardoin's strikeout, he's still there. Now 1-2 to Romero, and he swings, chops it up the middle. Off of Denneberg's glove, it trickles towards second. Lawson comes in, tries with the bare hand, but has no luck. Romero safe at first without a play. Hodo comes in to score. It's an RBI infield single for Noelbert Romero. And the Shorebirds strike first blood here in the second. It's Delmarva 1 for Hendricksburg, nothing. And it's extremely tough to say whether or not had Denneberg not tried to field that ball. Throw over to first, and Romero barely hits back in. But had Denneberg not deflected that ground ball, whether or not his shortstop Lawson or second baseman Aruda would have had a play. For now, we'll never know. Another throw over to first, and Romero back in standing. Adam Retzbach now the batter, batting eighth for the Shorebirds tonight. Doing the catching has Romero at first, two outs. Down 1-0 Delmarva, top of the second. First pitch to Retzbach, big swing and a miss. Strike one. Retzbach playing his ninth game with Delmarva. No homers, no RBIs. Has walked seven times, one double, hitting .200. Here's the pitch. Romero runs. Fastball misses outside. The throw to second. It sailed into center. Romero gets up. Takes off for third. Here's the throw from Young. And it's late. Romero able to steal second and then go to third on the throwing error from the catcher Diaz. As the Shorebirds being ultra aggressive on the Fred Nats catcher here in the second. Hodo stealing a bag earlier in the inning. And now Romero here, stealing his 17th base of the season. Goes to third on the error. It's a 1-1 count on Retzbach, the pitch. Retzbach swings and fouls it off the plate. 1-2. So a ball and two strikes on Adam Retzbach. Adam Crampton, the bottom of the order on deck. Denneberg from the belt, the pitch. And Retzbach lays off a fastball high. 2-2. There's already an arm loosening out in the Fred Nats bullpen. That's Kyle Luckum. Denneberg's innings have been severely limited this season. He's only worked as many as four. He's at 34 pitches here in the second, the pitch. Retzbach checks his swing, appeal out to second. And Yazuda says that Retzbach laid off. Count full. The last time out, Denneberg didn't really go that deep into that game against Down East. Lasted just an inning and a third. allowed two runs, walked three, gave up a hit. And now time called. Denneberg steps off, Retzbach steps out. Delmarva 1, Fredericksburg nothing, top of the second. Delmarva with Romero at third and two outs. Retzbach the batter, the 3-2. And Retzbach swings and misses. Can't connect on the fastball down and in. Denneberg strikes him out. And that does it for the Shorebirds here in the here in the top of the second. Delmarva gets a run though on Romero's infield RBI single. On to the last, the second. It's Delmarva now 1 and Fredericksburg nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Insurance Company in Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the second. Shorebirds now with a 1-0 lead over the Fredericksburg Nationals. No Albert Romero, an infield RBI single at the top of the inning. So Connor Grady back to work with a lead. Has the heart of the order duo for the Fred Nats. It's 4-5-6. First pitch to Trey Lipscomb. Misses high. Ball one. Grady with a 1-2-3 inning in the first. Has now faced the minimum over his past five innings pitched. The righty from the stretch is 1-0, and Lipscomb swings. Hits it in the air out towards deep right center, but Trimble's got a read on it. Center fielder over into the gap. Puts it away. And there's one out here in the last second. Grady's last start was last Sunday against the Lynchburg Hillcats, his second start of that week. And he was basically perfect. He threw four innings, facing the minimum, allowed just a walk with one out in the top of the fourth, but then immediately got a double play. First pitch to TJ White is down dirt, ball one. And Grady ended up going just those four no-hit innings. Didn't allow a run, nor a hit. One walk, four strikeouts on 55 pitches. His 1-0 to White. Misses down and away. Ball two. So Grady trying to take that positive momentum as in his prior 9 2/3 innings to last Sunday, the 2-0. It's just outside for ball three. Grady had allowed 8 runs, 7 earned. So hopefully rounding into form to finish off the season. 3-0. It's just outside ball four. And Grady walks White on four pitches. So that's the first base run of the game for the Rednecks. A one-out walk to TJ White here in the second. And that brings up the catcher, Geraldy Diaz. Diaz, a pretty productive game last night. Stands in from the left side, and the first pitch from Grady finds the outside corner at the knees. Strike one. Diaz was 2-for-4 with an RBI double. That RBI double in the last, the seventh, giving the Fred Nats a very short-lived lead. 0-1, he rips this one into left center. That's down for a base hit. Splits the gap. Left fielder Hodo slides, cuts it off. Fires it back into the cutoff man. That'll hold Diaz to just a single. But White motors around from first all the way to third. And the Fred Nats threatening here in the second. First and third and just one out. That was a really good defensive play by Doug Hodo out left. Yes, if that ball gets by him, Diaz probably ends up at second, and White, without a doubt, ends up scoring. So Brandon Bossier, the batter, first and third, one out. First pitch from Grady. Breaking ball, misses down and away. Ball one. Bossier was 0 for 4 last night. He struck out twice. He's hitting 238 this season. The pitch. He swings, lifts it in the air out to deep right. Towards the corner, right fielder Beavers back. In front of the warning track, he makes the catch. Tagging from third, coming home to score is White. And the Fred Nats tie the game at one. RBI number 53 on the season for Brandon Bossier. And the Fred Nats immediately tie the game here in the last of the second. Sack fly RBI for Brandon Bossier. Diaz still over at first, and that brings up the shortstop batting eighth, Cortland Lawson. First pitch from Grady, swing and a miss. Fastball down and in. Lawson hitting 184 this season. Two homers, 9 driven in for the Fred Nats. Grady from the belt, light kick the pitch. And the slider is on the outside corner. Pretty generous call to Grady. It's 0-2. Tied at one, bottom half of the second. Connor has his sign, he comes set. Runner at first, two outs, the pitch. And Lawson tried to check his swing, but ends up fouling it out of play. First base side. 0-2. Outfield straight away, infield straight up for Lawson, right-handed batter. Grady's 0-2 again, and Lawson swings and misses. Chased a pitch down low, and Grady strikes him out to win the second. But the Fred Nats get a run on a sack fly from Brandon Bossier after Diaz's single. On to the third, tied at one between the Shorebirds and the Fred Nats here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the third, it's Delmarva 1 in Fredericksburg, now 1. Fred Nats getting a sack fly RBI from Brandon Bossier in the last second to tie the game. It's 9-1-2 due up from the Shorebirds against Mason Denenberg, who stays out on the hill for the Fred Nats. First pitch to Adam Crampton is a fastball in the inside corner for strike one. Kyle Luckum, who had been throwing out the Fred Nats bullpen, has now sat down. 0-1. Fastball misses high and away. One ball, one strike. We knew that Denenberg would be on a pretty good innings limit or pitch count here tonight. But seeing action last inning in just the second was a bit of a surprise. 1-1 to Crampton, misses down and away. Ball two. Crampton starting at first base, not just for the first time in his professional career, But he says for the first time ever, 2-1. Crampton takes. Fastball in the inside corner. 2-2. Crampton, no homers, 6 driven in this season. Hitting 171 through 11 games with Delmarva. Crampton, a slick fielding middle infielder for the most part, has played a little bit at third this year too. I don't think he'd expected to be playing anywhere near first this year. The pitch, fastball is just a little high. Gutsy take from Crampton, and the count's full. Crampton slightly open stance from the left side, the 3-2, and he takes outside, ball 4. Second straight inning, the Shorebirds get the leadoff man on base. Doug Hodo had been hit by a pitch to start last inning, and now Crampton works a walk here to begin the third. Back to the top of the order, and Carter Young. Young grounded out on the game's first pitch to second. Here's the pitch. It's on the outside corner at the knees, or at least they're about, for strike one. Young switch hitter digs in from the left side. Open stance. Here's the pitch. Change up down the dirt. Young lays off. 1-1. Young had yesterday off. He's playing for the first time since back on Thursday. Had a really good game, went 2-for-4. Threw over to first, and Crampton back in with a dive. In that 2-for-4, Young a double and his first professional homer. A solo shot at the top of the ninth. Finished the game with 2 runs driven in. Here's the pitch. And Young swings, busted in on the hands. Flies now a play, third base side. 1-2. Nobody out on top of the third. Shorebirds 1, Fred Nats 1. Game 5 of this 6-game series. Denenberg set, here's the pitch. Runner goes, and Young a hard grounder up the middle. Second baseman Aruda, Fields going to his right. Throws on the run, and just in time to get a speedy Young down the line. But with Crampton running, that negates the double play there that it looked like the Fred Nats probably would have been able to turn. Actually deflected off the pitcher Denenberg. Came off his leg and ricocheted out towards Aruda. So 1-4-3 on the putout. Crampton at second, one out. And that brings up Jackson Holliday. Geraldi Diaz had gone out to the mound to chat with Denenberg. And now the Fred Nats pitching coach, Joel Hanrahan, comes in to join the conversation as well. Kyle Luckum is throwing again out in the Fred Nats bullpen. A little bit surprisingly at this point, too. After sitting down at the end of the last inning, I figured if they were serious about bringing him into the game, they would have just brought him in fresh to start this third instead of sending Denenberg back out there. And it doesn't seem to be anything injury-related with that ground ball that Denenberg took off of his leg. Seemed like more a glancing blow on its way up the middle, coming off his shin and then deflecting to Aruda behind second. So the meeting of the mound finally done. And back to baseball. Crampton at second, he's the go-ahead run. Top of the third, one out, and Jackson Holliday the batter. Here's the pitch. Holliday takes, it's on the outside corner. Strike one. Holliday a single by the first baseman Brandon Bossier, his first time up. Jackson, left-handed batter. Hands held right next to his ear flap. Here's the pitch. And Holliday takes a breaking ball inside, spins him out of the way. Nearly got him on his leg. 1-1. Holliday with 4 runs driven in this season. Had a multi-RBI game earlier this week. 2 RBI singles that night. 1-1. Holliday lays off, and the fastball misses down and in. 2-1. Two balls and a strike on Jackson Holliday. The pitch. Breaking ball, dirt. Nice block by Diaz. Keeps Crampton out at second. But the count 3-1 on Holliday, who can really lock in on a pitch to drive. And I think that's been what's frustrating Holliday the most here. Obviously hitting 179, not exactly something he's used to. But only one extra base hit. 3-1. Holliday trying to check his swing, ends up fouling it back. 3-2. Full count on Jackson Holliday. Adam Crampton at second, one out. Tie game at one, top of the third. Here's the pitch. And Holliday takes in the dirt, ball four. Second walk that Denenberg's allowed in the game. Second one this inning. Puts him at 52 pitches. And that's going to be it for him. Quick hook. Manager Jake Lowry out to the mound. And after 2 1/3 innings and 52 pitches, Mason Denenberg is done here in the third. We have a TechNet called bullpen. Fred Nats bringing on Kyle Luckum. And a tie game at one here in the top of the third. We'll be back in a minute here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Still in the top of the third, it's Delmarva 1 and Fredericksburg 1. And an early TechNet call to the bullpen brings on Kyle Luckum to replace Mason Denenberg here. Fit a nationwide 2-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty, along with nationwide roadside assistance, when you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet professional repair shop near you. Denenberg goes just 2 1/3 innings today. Right now on the hook for one run was earned on two hits, two walks, and two strikeouts. He is responsible, though, for both runners still currently on the Luckum and Harrits here with one out in the third. Shorebirds have Dylan Beavers due up to hit here. Second time Luckum has pitched this week. He threw a scoreless inning a couple of days ago. Appearing in his third game of the year for the Frednats. It's been essentially perfect thus far. Three innings allowed, just two hits, one walk, two strikeouts, and hasn't given up a run. 6'2", 205-pound righty. Comes out of the belt, his first pitch to Dylan Beavers. Misses down the dirt. Ball one. Beavers rounded into a 4-6-3 inning-ending double play back in the first. Middle infield and double play depth again here. Here's the pitch. And Beavers checks his swing. Misses down away. Ball two. Beavers, no homers, 13 driven in, but he does have 9 extra base hits. 7 doubles, 2 triples in just 14 games played. 2-0 on its way from Luckum. And Beavers, a big swing, fouls it off the plate. 2-1. And a bad sign is on deck, Elio Prado. Looks like he's going to be pinch hitting for Doug Hodo, who has come out of this game. Hodo was hit by a pitch on the hand back in the second, and to this point has scored the Shorebirds' only run. Two-one pitch. Beavers takes down and away. It's ball three. Luckum was a 15th round pick of the Nationals this year out of Arizona State. He had been selected back in the 27th round out of high school, 2018 draft, by the Blue Jays. Rennie comes down to the belt. Here's the pitch. And Beavers again fouls it off the plate. 3-2. And maybe the Shorebirds put the runners in motion here. Crampton and Holiday very, very fast. Chance to really wreak some havoc here and put the wheels of potential disruption in play. Down is 3-2 on Dylan Beavers. Tied at one, top of the third. Shorebirds and Fred Nats here in game five of their six-game set. Saturday night, just south of our nation's capital. Payoff pitch, runners stay put, and Beavers a hard grounder down the first baseline. Bossier on the backhand field, races to the bag and beats Beavers for the second out of the inning. Other runners advance to second and third. And with two away, that brings up Elio Prado. So Beavers grounds out, and now it's the pinch hitter, Elio Prado. Prado pinch hitting for Doug Hodo after Hodo was hit by a pitch in the hands his first time up. Stayed in the game, scored a run, but has now exited. So Prado hits instead here, and in a big spot. Second and third, two outs. Shorebird's chance to regain the lead. Prado was 1-for-3 last night. He started, was able to rack up a base hit. Now hitting 199 this season. One homer, 23 driven in. Playing his 61st game tonight. The pitch home. And Luckum fires a fastball on the inside corner. Strike one. Second and third, two outs for the Shorebirds. Top of the third, two outs. Luckum's pitch. And Prado, a bouncer towards the hole. That short surrounding it, Lawson. Gloves, throws to first. And retires Prado to strand two aboard here in the top of the third. On to the last of the third, it's still tied at one between the Shorebirds and the Fred Nats here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the third, it's Delmarva 1 and Fredericksburg 1. Connor Graney back to work for the Shorebirds against Christopher De La Cruz, the bottom of the order for the Fred Nats. He shows bunt on the first pitch, ends up taking it down low with ball one. De La Cruz, Young, and Aruda here in the third for the Fred Nats. Scored a run off of Connor Grady in the second. A walk, a single, and a sack fly. De La Cruz shows bunt again, bunts it right back to the mound. Grady Fields throws the first. Crampton holds on to the baseball, and De La Cruz is out. De La Cruz basically ran straight through Crampton's hand, his glove hand, and Hal Adam, in his first start ever at first base, held onto that baseball. It's nothing short of a mild miracle. A really good job by Crampton, because it's not just about hand strength and positioning of the glove. It's footwork there, knowing to be on the outside of the bag. First pitch to Jacob Young. Misses down the dirt for ball one. Around the turtle today, Creed Willems heard me ask Crampton if it was his first ever start at first base today. And Adam said yes, obviously. 1-0 to Young. He swings and rips it into left center. That's down for a base hit. Dribbled over towards the gap, guts it off. Young, a wide turn around first, holds up there. Throw in from Trimble strong. And it's a one-out single for Jacob Young. But Creed turned to Crampton and, in a slightly joking but also serious way, said it's no different than making the turn at second, how you receive a throw there. It's all the same. You pick the ball there, you pick it over at first, too. So, evidently, sage words from Creed Willems to Adam Crampton. Throw over the first, and Young nearly picked off. Barely dives back in time. Runner at first, one out for the Frednats. Last of the third, the pitch home to JT Arruda. Misses high, ball one. Young at first, severe flight risk here on the season. He's 49 for 56, stealing bases. 1-0 to Arruda, he swings and drops the liner in the left field, a base hit. Up to second goes Young, he stops there. Prado gets it back in from left. Back-to-back singles for the Frednats here with one out in the last of the third. So two on and one out now for Will Friesel. Friesel grounded to second on the first pitch he saw from Grady back in the first. Wide open stance from the left side. Grady the righty set, here's the pitch. And it misses down low for ball one. Friesel, 10 homers, 32 driven in just 28 games played. Here's the pitch. Friesel takes. It's on the inside corner. Slider able to nick the edge. 1-1. Shorebirds have to be careful. Young and Arruda both like to run. Definitely a possibility of a double steal. Grady's pitch. And Friesel fouls it back. 1-2. Probably less so with Friesel batting. A, he's a left-handed hitter, so it's a wide-open throwing lane for Retzbach behind the plate. But also, you want to give Friesel, one of the best hitters in the Carolina League, a chance to swing it. 1-2 pitch, misses down and outside for ball two. Grady back to the rosin bag. A little bit of a sweaty situation here. First and second, one out. Will Friesel, the Frednats three-hole hitter at the plate. Grady from the belt. Runners take their leads, the pitch. And Friesel, a chopper out towards second to his left. Holiday Field spins, throws to second one, and Young holds onto it there. They force out Arruda. Friesel safe at first, and there's runners at the corners, and now two outs for Trey Lipscomb. Young goes to third. Friesel replaces Arruda over at fourth on the 4-6 field of choice. And now it's Trey Lipscomb. Lipscomb had the game-tying hit for the Frednats last night in the seventh, an RBI double off of Moises Chassé. Grady's pitch. And it's high and tight. Fastball nowhere close to the zone. Ball one. Lipscomb has driven in 11 runs now through 18 games with the Frednats. Here's the pitch. Lipscomb swings, hits it hard on the ground, through the hole, left side, and on to left, a base hit. Young walks on home from third. It's an RBI single for Trey Lipscomb, and the Frednats, for the first time tonight, have the lead. It's Wisconsin Nationals. 2 and the Shorebirds 1 here in the last of the third. Frizzell moves up to second on Lipscomb's base hit, gives him 12 RBIs this season. Now the first pitch to T.J. White's a chopper wide of the bag at first. Crampton Fields flips underhand to Grady covering at first, and that retires White for the final out here in the third. But a two-out RBI single from Trey Lipscomb gives the Fred Nats the lead for the first time here this evening. On to the fourth, it's Fredericksburg 2, Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away, for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Go, text, and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With 3 different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Top of the fourth, it's now Fredericksburg 2 and Delmarva 1. Sam Jelinek with you here on Saturday night from Fredericksburg, Virginia. Kyle Luckum into his line. His first pitch to Reed Trimble is on the outside corner for strike one. Trimble, Ardoin, and Romero here in the fourth for the Birds. That's a 5, 6, and 7. Luckum, right-handed pitcher, works from the first base side of the rubber into his wind. Here's the pitch. And Trimble, a hard chopper back up the middle, and that sneaks into center for a base hit. Shorebirds, for the third straight inning, have the leadoff runner. Trimble a single, the first of them to do it with a hit. Doug Hodo was hit by a pitch to lead off the second. Adam Crampton walked to begin the third. And now Trimble a base hit here to begin the fourth. That brings up Silas Ardoin. Ardoin, the hero of last night's game. 3-for-4, 3 runs driven in, accounting for all 3 runs the Shorebirds scored. First pitch to him. This is down low for ball one. One of the wilder things about Ardoin's game last night was that he actually called that he was going to have an extra base hit. Around the turtle as he was leaving after his final BP round, he turned around into nobody in particular. 1-0. Ardoin takes, again down and away, ball two, and exclaimed that his first at-bat, he was going to rip something into the gap, and he did. An RBI double into right center. He has Trimble at first here. Top of the fourth, nobody out. Shorebirds down a run. Here's the pitch. And Ardoin takes, this time on the outside corner. 2-1. I asked Silas whether or not he had any more bold predictions for today. He said 2 extra base hits. Throw over to first, and Trimble back in with a dive. 2 extra base hits, including his first career homer. Speak it into existence, Silas. It's the way to go about it. 2-1 on Ardoin. Trimble leads away from first, the pitch, and Ardoin rips it into right center for another hit for Ardoin. Trimble around second, he makes his way to third. Silas holds up at first, and it's another base hit for Silas Ardoin. 1-for-2 today, 3-for-4 last night, and the Shorebirds threaten to tie the game right back up. First and third, nobody out for Noelbert Romero. Romero, an infield single, his first time up. That drove in the first run of the game for the Shorebirds. So far, their first and only run. Romero from the right side against the righty Luckum on the bound. Here's the pitch. And Romero swings through a high breaking ball. Strike one. It's almost like Romero was thinking that that pitch was going to drop a little bit, be a hanger, but actually hung so much that it was up around his eyes. So 0-1 the count. Trimble at third, Artuan at first. Middle infield and double play depth. Here's the pitch. And Romero fouls it back and out of play. 0-2. Fredericksburg 2, Delmarva 1, top of the fourth. And now time called by Romero. He steps out, tries to readjust his batting gloves here, settles back in. First and third, nobody out. Shorebirds down a run, top of the fourth. Here's the pitch. And Romero lays off, breaking ball down and away. 1-2. Outfield straight away for Noelbert, who leads the team in homers with 9. 1-2 pitch. And Romero rips it to second on a hop. Aruda stumbling, fields it, flips to second, one over to first in time for a 4-6-3 double play. A whale of a turn by Aruda at second, scoring from third Trimble. But not much consolation for the Birds as they tie the game. Romero drilled that baseball, but Aruda, good soft hands, able to start the double play, wipes the bases clear. So now Delmarva 2, Fredericksburg 2. On the run-scoring double play. No RBI, however, for Romero. First pitch to Retzbach. Misses down low for ball one. Retzbach struck out swinging his first time up today. Here's the pitch. Retzbach swings and skies it down the first baseline. Foul ground, Bossier giving chase, called off by the second baseman, Aruda, and he has it hit off his glove. Right on the warning track, Aruda came flying in. And at the last moment, trying to make the catch about quad high, and it just ticked off his glove. We'll see whether or not they assess an error there. For now, it's just 1-1 on Retzbach. Here's the pitch. Retzbach takes a fastball at the knees inside corner. It's 1-2. Two outs, top of the fourth. Nobody on. Shorebirds and Fred Nats tied at 2 with the pitch. Retzbach takes in the dirt. Ball 2. And it looks like they are about to put an error up. That would be charged to Aruda for the dropped foul ball. Two on its way to Retzbach. And Retzbach takes just off the inside corner. Luckum on the mound was already walking back towards his dugout. Not so fast. Couple of inches off the inside corner. At the very least trying to sell the call. 3-2. Retzbach swings and misses. Fastball sneaks under his bat. Luckum strikes him out, his first out of the pen. But the Shorebirds do get a run to tie the game. Run scoring double play off the batter Romero. On to the last of the fourth, it's now Fredericksburg 2, Delmarva 2, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Galloway, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebird action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com Fan Zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. 1022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jellinek on the call, both home and away at 4-3. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With 3 different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Bottom of the fourth, it's now Fredericksburg 2 and Delmarva 2. As the Shorebirds get a run on a double play off the bat of Noah Romero, scoring Reed Trimble from third. Geraldy Diaz leads it off in the fourth for the Fred Nats against Connor Grady. Grady from the stretch, nobody on, his first pitch to Diaz. He shows bunt and takes a called strike. Outside corner, 0-1. Diaz, a line drive single into left center, his first time up. Left-handed batter, here's the pitch. Fastball misses upstairs. 1-1. 6, 7, and 8 due up for the Fred Nats here in the bottom of the fourth. Tied at 2. Here's the pitch. Diaz takes in the dirt. 2-1. Right now, Shorebirds, 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors. Fred Nats, 2 runs, 4 hits, and 1 error. They ended up not charging JT Arruda for that error. Potential error on the drop pop-up in foul ground that extended the at-bat for Adam Retzbach last inning. Grady's 2-1 to Diaz. He swings and fouls it off the plate. 2-2. Grady allowed a run in the bottom of the second. Sack fly to Brandon Possier. Then a run in the third. Trey Lipscomb, a 2-out RBI single. 2-2 to Diaz. Misses up high. Ball 3. So far, Grady in 3 innings has allowed 2 runs, 4 hits, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. From the stretch with nobody on, his 3-2. And Diaz swings and misses. Chased a breaking ball down and away. Good pitch by Connor Grady. Able to get Diaz to chase it down and outside. And there's one out here to begin the bottom of the fourth. Grady at this point is the most tenured member of this Shorebirds team, not counting Tyler Joyner. First pitch to Brandon Possier. It's a called strike outside corner, 0-1. Connor came to the Shorebirds last year after the draft and has spent all of this year with the team. Hasn't missed any time, not too many IL stints. 0-1. Possier takes high for ball 1. And although Connor has been up and down this season, he's really taken everything in stride and potentially ending this season on a pretty good run. 1-1. Bossier swings and misses, and it's 1-2. Connor making a couple of changes to how he works out in the mounds, predominantly scrapping the windup here, going from just the stretch. 1-2 to Bossier. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Back-to-back strikeouts for Connor Grady. And there's two away here in the fourth. Grady said that ditching the windup was something that came about almost by accident. He went out to start an inning and kind of just forgot to go from the windup. Inning went well. First pitch on its way to Cortland Lawson. Fastball belt high down the middle for strike one. And Grady said the inning went scorelessly, went perfectly. So he figured, okay, why not just keep it? So he did. And now here we are. 0-1 to Lawson. He swings, breaks his bat on a dribbler foul, third base, or first base side, rather. Basically split his bat in half.
and not in the normal way, essentially down the barrel lengthwise. Right off the end of the bat. And that's something I'm sure Connor takes a lot of pride in. He's breaking as many bats as he can. Connor not with the greatest velocity in the world, mostly since 89 to 93. But can run a fastball in, good breaking stuff down the way. And he knows every time he breaks somebody's bat, he's frustrating somebody and firing some good pitches. 0-2 pitch. Lawson takes, and the fastball is high. 1-2. One and two of the count on Cortland Lawson. He struck out his first time up. Bottom of the fourth, tied at two. The pitch. And Lawson takes a called strike three. Outside corner, Grady rings up Lawson looking as he strikes out the side here on the fourth. Fred Nats down in order on the fifth. Still tied at two between the Shorebirds and the Fred Nats here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the fifth, still tied at two between the Shorebirds and the Fred Nats. Adam Crampton leads it off against Kyle Luckum, and the first pitch to Crampton is on the inside corner for strike one. 9-1-2 for the Birds. Crampton walked and was stranded at third to end the third inning. Right-handed batter against the righty, Luckum. Here's the pitch. And Crampton swings. It's a slow roller towards short. Lawson charges in, gloves, double pumps, and then throws wide of first. Crampton safe. He'll stay there as the ball stays in play. Caroms off the Shorebirds' dugout. The Shorebirds a leadoff base runner for the fourth consecutive inning. Lawson did just about everything right until the double pump. And I think that'll go down as a base hit. As by the time that Lawson actually got the throw off, had it even been on target, wouldn't have been in time, but they are going to give Lawson an error. So E6, and now the top of the order, it's Carter Young. The pitch. Young takes on the outside corner. Strike one. Young is 0-2, has bounced second twice tonight. Last time, not exactly conventional either. Caromed off the pitcher at the time, Mason Denneberg. Luckum throws over to first, and Crampton dives back in safely. Fred Nats 2, Shorebirds 2, top of the fifth. Game 5 of the 6-game series that the Shorebirds can win tonight. They'll have a chance for a series split in the finale on Sunday. 0-1. Young checks his swing off the outside corner. 1-1. Young came in two today, one homer, six driven in, hitting an even 300. He's only walked twice, but only struck out nine times too. The pitch. Young swings, lasers it to third, caught by Lipscomb, throw back across the diamond, not in time. Crampton able to avoid getting doubled off as Lipscomb, right place, right time to retire Young on that screamer. Line drive right to the third baseman. And there's a runner at first and now one out for Jackson Holliday. Holliday is one for one. He's singled and walked so far tonight. The pitch. Holliday swings. It's a chopper towards short on the third hop. Lawson Fields flips to second. One. Relay to first in time for a 6-4-3 double play. Already the third double play the Shorebirds have hit into tonight. On to the last of the fifth. We're halfway home. Shorebirds and Fred Nats looking at a good game. It's tied at two here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Halfway home, it's Fredericksburg 2 and Delmarva 2. Sam Jelinek with you here on Saturday night from Virginia Credit Union Stadium. First pitch from Connor Grady to Christopher De La Cruz is a slow roller to second. Holliday to his left gloves, throws to first, and retires De La Cruz. One pitch, one out for Connor Grady here to start the fifth. Grady is now retired, actually, five in a row. Struck out the side in order in the fifth. Five strikeouts in the game. He's allowed two runs on four hits. One walk. Top of the order now, it's Jacob Young. First pitch from Grady. It's on the inside corner with a fastball for strike one. Connor at just 51 pitches through 4 1/3 innings thus far. Shorebirds bullpen, which has been used pretty heavily this week. The 0-1, Young swings and drills it off his foot in the box. It's 0-2. Shorebirds bullpen could certainly use a day off. Even yesterday, Shorebirds got more than they bargained for. Moises Chassé covering 5 innings after Tyler Joyner. And then Yaki Rivera going the final two, allowing the Birds to push Trace Bright, who probably would have thrown yesterday, to just throw here today potentially. With Edgar Portes also in tow. Young still hobbling about outside the batter's box, and athletic trainer Kirby Kraft comes out for the Fred Nats to check in on him. Young, who has not had an IL stint all year long, gets a pat on the back from both Kraft and his manager, Jake Lowry. And they say you're good to stay in the game. Young playing his 111th game here tonight. Overall in the season, this is game 124. 0-2 from Grady to Young. And the fastball misses high and inside. Ball one. Tied at two, bottom half of the fifth. Nobody on for Young, one out. The pitch, and the fastball is hit out of play. First base side. Still 1-2. Young singled and scored his last time up. That was leading off the third. 1-2. He swings. It's a soft tapper foul, third base side. Still a ball and two strikes. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Shorebirds and their road grays here on Saturday. 1-2 again. And Young rips it out towards right center. Trimble, a good read though, and the center fielder gets there in time to bring it in. Hard hit baseball, but Trimble to the spot, puts it away in the right center gap. Center fielder, a nice play. And there's two gone here in the fifth. That brings up the Fred Nats second baseman, JT Arruda. Arruda 1-for-2. He singled his last time up. Switch hitter digs in from the left side. Created the set and the pitch. And Arruda checks his swing, appeal to first, and Yazuda says he held up. Ball one. Two outs, bottom five. Connor Grady has now retired six in a row. Here's the pitch. Arruda swings, fouls it back. 1-1. Will Friesel is on deck if we get that far in the inning. Grady trying to set down the side in order for a second straight frame. The 1-1. Arruda lays off, but it's a called strike. Fastball on the outside corner, about letter high. 1-2. Grady set. Lifts the leg, the pitch, and Arruda lays off. Fastball is way high. And the count levels at 2-2. Outfield straight away, infield straight up for the left-handed batter. Grady from the belt, here's the pitch. And it misses down low. Arruda not enticed by the changeup. 3-2. Payoff pitch. And Arruda hits it in the air. Deep left center. Trimble on the run. He can't get there. Has to play it on a hop. Arruda around first, and he trots into second with a two-out double. Good piece of hitting from JT Arruda. Off-speed pitch on the outside corner. Just went with it. Able to drive it out to deep left center. And Trimble, who has made a couple of really athletic plays so far today, just couldn't get to that one in time. So a runner in scoring position for Will Friesel. Friesel is 0-for-2 today. Takes the first pitch down the dirt. Ball one. Friesel, 10 homers, 32 driven in this season. Arruda at second, the go-ahead run for the Fred Nats. The pitch, Friesel lines it to second, just over the leap of Jackson Holliday, and on into run for a base hit. Arruda scrambles around third, comes in to score. It's an RBI single for Will Friesel, and the Fred Nats take the lead back. It's Fredericksburg 3, Delmarva 2, here in the last of the fifth. That baseball was scorched. At first, I thought Holliday would have a chance on it at about letter high. And ended up launching. And Holliday had to go up the ladder and still couldn't get high enough to bring it down. So Friesel, his 33rd RBI of the season. Now the first pitch to Trey Lipscomb is fouled away. Strike one. Another two-out RBI for the Fred Nats following Lipscomb, who had a two-out RBI single back in the third. 0-1, misses high for ball one. Lipscomb, the cleanup man. An RBI single in the third game for Fred Nats, a 2-1 lead. Pitch. Lipscomb takes high and in for ball two. Shorebird's bullpen isn't stirring right now, but I wouldn't be surprised if Grady can't get Lipscomb that a visit to the mound and some activity in the bullpen would follow. 2-1, Lipscomb flares it out of play. First base side, 2-2. So the count even on Lipscomb. 2 outs, bottom of the fifth. Now Fred Nats 3, Shorebirds 2. The pitch, Lipscomb swings and misses. Chased a breaking ball down and away. Brady strikes him out. A little consolation as the Fretheads take the lead on a two-out RBI single from Will Friesel. On to the sixth, it's the Fretheads 3 and the Shorebirds 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is fair ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the sixth, it's now Fredericksburg 3 and Delmarva 2. Fretheads retaking the lead on a two-out RBI single from Will Friesel. TechNet called the bullpen, brings on Holden Powell to replace Kyle Luckum here at the start of the top of the sixth for the Fretheads. Get a nationwide two-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty, along with nationwide roadside assistance when you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet professional repair shop near you. So Luckum right now is in line for the win for the Fretheads after coming on relief of Mason Denneberg. First pitch from Holden Powell to Dylan Beavers. Beavers swings, hits a slow roller towards second to his left, Aruda gloves, throws to first, and Beavers retired on one pitch here to begin the top of the sixth. Luckum goes 2 2/3, allows a run on two hits, no walks, and strikes out one. Would be his first win of the season. One out, nobody on for Elio Prado. Late pinch hitter here in this game. First pitch. Prado is taking on the outside corner for strike one. Prado, his first plate appearance after he pinch hit for Doug Hodo back in the third. Grounded out to short. 0-1. Prado takes again on the inside corner. It's 0-2. Powell making his eighth appearance of the year for the Fretheads. He's 0-1 with a 6-even ERA. Here's his pitch. Prado tanks a breaking ball down the dirt. 1-2. 9 innings for Powell. He's struck out 6 and walked 3. 10 hits, 7 runs, 6 earned. Third round pick last year, or 2 years ago, beg your pardon. The pitch. Prado takes. Fastball inside. Had to jump out of the way a little. 2-2. Powell drafted in 2020, third round out of UCLA. Originally from Visalia, California. Here's the pitch. Prado takes. Ooh, barely missed. Breaking ball a little outside. And the count's full. Fretheads 3, Shorebirds 2. Top of the sixth. Trace Bright warming out in the Birds bullpen. Connor Grady might be done after 5. The pitch. And Prado takes down and away. Ball 4. One out walk worked by Prado. Never took the bat off his shoulder. And the Shorebirds with a one out base runner here in the last of the 6th. Brings up the center fielder Reed Trimble. He's having a really nice game. 1-for-2 at the plate. singled and scored leading off the fourth, but defensively in center, he has been really stout as well. He's made a couple of nice ranging plays into both gaps. So Prado at first, the tag run, and Elio takes his lead. Prado not too many stolen bases this year. He's just 3 for 5. The pitch to Trimble. Reed swings, grounds it right to the first baseman, Bossier. He throws to second, one. Back to first for a 3-6-3 double play. The fourth double play that the Shorebirds have grounded into here tonight. And that does it for the Birds here in the sixth. On to the last of the sixth. It's still Fredericksburg 3, Delmarva 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
Bottom of the sixth, it's Fredericksburg 3, Delmarva 2, and the Tech then call of the bullpen brings on Trace Bright in relief of Connor Grady. Get a nationwide two-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty, along with nationwide roadside assistance. When you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop, go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet professional repair shop near you. Grady, a solid start tonight, but right now he's on the hook for the loss. He goes 5 innings, allows 3 runs on 6 hits, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts. Now over his past 9 innings, Grady has allowed just 3 earned. So Bright takes over for him, making his second appearance with the Shorebirds, his first since last Saturday. Bright into the wind, his first pitch to TJ White. This is inside for ball one. Bright last week worked three innings of one-run baseball. It was an unearned run. As the 1-0 pitch ends up hitting White, got him on the leg. And Trace Bright with a little bit of control issues here to start the last of the sixth. Got him around the back leg. Bright didn't allow a hit last week. 1 unearned run on 1 walk and 3 strikeouts. 5th round pick this year out of Auburn. 6'4", 199-pound right-handed pitcher. Geraldy Diaz next up to bat. Left-handed hitter. And the first pitch from Bright is a breaking ball in the outside corner. Strike one. Bright this year with Auburn made 18 appearances. 17 of them were starts. Went 5-4 with a 5.13 ERA. 80 2/3 innings. Struck out 94. The pitch. Diaz takes down the dirt. 1-1. White at first, nobody out. On the sixth, Fred Dats leading the Shorebirds 3-2 and batting here. Diaz at the plate, he's 1-for-2. Left-handed hitting catcher, here's the pitch. Curveball in the dirt, another good block from Retzbach. Keeps the runners at bay. 2-1 on Diaz. 2-1. Diaz swings and misses. 2-2. Bright, born and raised in Montgomery, Alabama. Same neck of the woods as Gunnar Henderson. And doing the math here. First 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed, actually fouled off the plate. Retzbach couldn't hang on to it. White was running at first. And the count's even at 2. Bright had his freshman year at Auburn was 2020, which, if my math is right here, that means that Bright's final high school season would have been 2019, which was the same year as Gunner. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. It hits off the mask of Retzbach. He picks it up behind home, but already in at second is White on the wild pitch. Bright was top 350 in the class of 2019 by Perfect Game. That's nationally, as far as high school players, was the number one right-handed pitcher and number five overall player in Alabama. I believe Gunner was actually number one. Here's the pitch. And Diaz, a hard grounder to short. Young fields. He throws to third. Here's the tag. And White beat it. Oh, that was bang, bang at third. Romero applied the tag. Young broke on contact. And taking a look at the replay. Yeah, I think they got that right. Yeah, White barely able to slip a hand in. So it's a runners now at first and third and nobody out. And that brings up Brandon Bossier. First and third, nobody out. Fred Nats lead 3-2 already, bottom of the sixth. The pitch. Bossier swings, hits it in the air, right center. Reed Trimble comes on, center fielder makes the catch. Tagging from third, White. Throw comes all the way to the plate, and it's not in time. Retzbach can't handle it, loses it under his feet. And Diaz tags from first and goes to second as well. Second sacrifice fly of the game for Brandon Bossier. And the Fred Nats now doubling up the Shorebirds 4-2 here in the last seven. That was a really strong throw from Trimble. But Retzbach couldn't pick it clean. And even if he does, I'm not sure if it matters, as White was able to slide in just a little ahead of the play. So Diaz now at second, one out. Bossier, second sack fly of the game. And the first pitch to Cortland Lawson is fouled back for strike one. Fredericksburg 4, Delmarva 2, top of the 7th, or bottom of the 6th, beg your pardon. Bright from the belt, fires home. And the breaking ball in the dirt, Retzbach blocks it to his left, Diaz takes off for third, here's the throw, and it's in time. Geraldi Diaz getting just a little too aggressive, bit off a bit more than he could chew, and Retzbach a good stop, able to throw out Diaz at third for the second out here in the inning. Two outs, nobody on. Lawson with the count even on him. 1-1. Bryant back to the wind, the pitch, and Lawson fouls it back. 1-2. Lawson is 0-2 tonight. He struck out twice. Right-handed batter against the righty Bright out on the mound. The wind and the pitch. Lawson takes down low. Ball 2. On its way to Cortland Lawson, and he swings and misses. Bright strikes him out with a breaking ball down low. And that'll do it for the Fred Nats. Here in the sixth, they do get a run. Without the benefit of a hit here in the inning, sack fly, hit batter, fielder's choice. On to the seventh, Fred Nats now doubling up the Shorebirds 4-2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
Top of the seventh, it's now the Fredericksburg Nationals 4 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 2. Birds getting doubled up here. Silas Arduan leads it off for the Birds against Holden Powell. And the first pitch is a called strike. Breaking ball down and away. 0-1. Arduan 1-for-2 today. Singled his last time up. Kick and the pitch from Powell. Arduan checks his swing. Appeal to first, and Nobu Yazuda says he held up in time. 1-1. Shorebirds, 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors here in the top of the seventh. The pitch to Arduan. Slider is on the outside corner. Belt high. 1-2. Fred Nats, 4 runs, 6 hits, and 2 errors here in the final third of the game. Diaz calls for another slider. Powell set the pitch. And Arduan lays off of it again. Down and outside this time, though, for ball two. Shorebirds have had their chances so far today, but they've rounded into 4 double plays. 2-2. And Arduan, a chopper foul, third base side. Count stays level at 2. The fourth time this year that the Shorebirds have actually hit into 4 double plays. The last time was actually here in Fredericksburg. 2-2 again. And Arduan, a high topper foul. Third base side. Keeps the at-bat moving at 2-2. It was June 30th. Shorebirds were swept out of town by the Frednats that week. Two and two on Silas Arduan, leading off the top of the seventh. Holden Powell on the mound is ready. Down the hill, the pitch. And Arduan swings and misses. Can't connect on the fastball up and out of the zone. Powell strikes him out. And there's one away here to begin the top of the seventh. One out, nobody on for Noelbert Romero. Romero, RBI single back in the second. Also hit into a double play back in the fourth. Here's the pitch. Romero takes a fastball outside. Ball one. Top of the seventh. One out, nobody on for Romero. Powell at the ready. Kicks and deals. Breaking ball on the inside corner. Good. Tight slider. Inside edge. 1-1. Been a couple of days since the Shorebirds last homered. That was in the top of the ninth back on Thursday. Carter Young, a solo shot. 1-1. Romero takes another breaking ball on the inside black. Hands on hips. He thought that was off the edge. 1-2. Powell trying to strike out back-to-back batters to start the seventh. The pitch, and Romero pops it up. Right behind the mound, first baseman Bossier calling for it, and he puts it away. Two outs here in the top of the seventh. Two outs, nobody on for Adam Retzbach. Retzbach 0-for-2. He's struck out twice tonight. Accounts for two of the four strikeouts the Shorebirds batters have in total here today. Right-handed batter. Powell the set, the pitch. And the fastball sinks low. Ball one. Birds being doubled up 4-2, top of the seventh. 1-0. Retzbach checks his swing. Appeal to first. Yazuda says no dice. 2-0. Shorebirds haven't picked up a base hit since back in the fourth. They had back-to-back singles from Trimble and Ardoin. 2-0. Ranking ball flips in at the bottom of the zone. 2-1. Shorebirds has four hits total in the game. All four of them are singles. They had six hits last night. Made the most of those, though. The 2-1. This is down and outside for ball three. Even though the Shorebirds have gotten a couple of walks, hit batters, four singles, plus an error. You combine that with four double plays. The 3-1. Retzbach takes inside for ball four. He walks with two outs here in the top of the seventh. And the Shorebirds bring the tying run to the plate in the form of Adam Crampton. Crampton 0-for-1. He reached on an error his last time up. Walked back in the third as well. He's 0-for-1. Kick and the pitch. Crampton takes down and in. Ball one. Nobody up out in the Fred Nats bullpen, so this is Powell's game for the time being. At least for the seventh and then probably the eighth as well. Two Pac-12 guys going at it here. Powell, UCLA, Crampton, Stanford. The 1-0. Fastball is high for ball two. And out the mound now goes the catcher, Geraldi Diaz. As Powell has lost a touch of control here with two outs in the top of the seventh. And pitching coach Joel Hanrahan will come over to join them as well. Still no stirring out in the Fred Nats bullpen, but the meeting on the mound does give us a chance to take a look at the Birdland scoreboard from tonight. Orioles hosting the Oakland Athletics for game two of their series. A's right now scored in the first. Orioles, a two-run homer from Ryan Mountcastle in the last second, have now taken a 2-1 lead behind Austin Voth on the mound. Around the rest of the Birdland Miners, Bowie already a 7-2 win over Erie. Darryl Hernandez, his first homer up at Double A. It's part of the 7-2 win. Aberdeen being shut out by Hickory right now, 3-0. And Norfolk and Lehigh Valley are tied at 1. The top of the fifth. 2-0 pitch to Crampton is cut on and missed. It's 2-1. Couldn't lay off the breaking ball. Top of the order on deck. Fred Nats 4, Shorebirds 2, top of the 7. Here's the pitch. And Crampton takes on the inside corner. Another off-speed pitch. 2-2. Retzbach walked with two outs, and now Crampton. And the Shorebirds down 4-2, top half of the seventh. Holden Powell ready, kicks and deals, and Crampton just gets a piece of it. Grounds it to the backstop. Still 2-2. Diaz calls for the fastball outside. Powell set the pitch, and the fastball is outside, but all the way outside. Goes to the backstop and actually hops up and over the net. Right in the little seam that there is behind the netting in between the stone backstop. kind of nestle up in there and go out of play. That's exactly what happened. So Red Spot given second on the wild pitch. Full count on Crampton. Top of the order on deck. Here's the pitch. And Crampton takes high and in, ball four. A second straight two-out walk from Holden Powell. And the Shorebirds have the tag run at first and two outs for Carter Young. And now the Fred Nance bullpen will get somebody loose. Young is 0 for 3. He lined out to third his last time up. Switch hitter from the left side, the pitch. And the fastball misses down and away. Ball one. Shorebirds have not been able to strike while the iron's hot tonight. Four double plays they've routed into. Stranded three, they're 1 for 7 with runners in scoring position. The pitch. Young takes outside. Again, ball two. Young hit his first professional homer back on Thursday. He's displayed a good amount of pop at the 2-0. Slider is on the inside corner, belt high. As Powell not willing to give in, even behind the count, 2-0, to throw a fastball there to Young. First and second, two outs. Top of the seventh, Shorebirds down a pair. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball outside for ball three. And now Powell really painting himself into a corner. He walks Young here. It's bases loaded for Jackson Holliday. First overall pick in this year's draft. The 3-1 to Carter Young. And it's high ball four. A third straight walk with two outs for Holden Powell. And the bases are loaded with two outs for Jackson Holliday. Holiday, a chance for a real marquee moment. But it's not going to be against Holden Powell. Whoever the Fred Nats got up in the bullpen, man, they got hot and ready quick. Powell at 36 pitches is done. He walks three in a row here in the seventh and departs with the bases loaded, all his responsibility. We'll go ahead, take a break, and come back with a new arm on the mound. Elmarva trails the Fred Nats 4-2, but they threaten here in the seventh. Stick with us here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebirds Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Top of the seventh, still bases loaded, two outs, and a tech net called the bullpen brings on Peyton Glevin to face the first overall pick in this year's draft, Jackson Holliday with the game on the line. It's Fredericksburg 4, Delmarva 2, with Delmarva threatening a chance to take the lead, if not more, with Jackson Holliday due up to hit. He's 1 for 2 here today. He'll be batting against Peyton Glevin, who relieves Holden Powell. Powell goes an inning and two-thirds, and before the three straight walks, two outs in the seventh, was on the verge of two shutout innings out of the bullpen. But he walks three in a row with two outs, 8-9-1. To load the bases for Jackson Holliday, who will try to tie this game up with the Shorebirds with a base hit. Glavin's so far this season, 1-0 with a 4.50 ERA. He got rocked earlier this week, allowing 5 runs in 1 inning. Back on Wednesday. Left-handed pitcher, here's the pitch to Holiday, and it's outside for ball 1. In that frame, Glavin allowed 5 hits, 1 walk, and 2 strikeouts. Jackson was one of the few outs he recorded that inning, striking out looking against him. Bases loaded, 2 outs, the pitch. And Holiday checks his swing on a number foul, third base side. 1-1. Peyton Glavin out of Atlanta, Georgia. Undrafted free agent by the Nationals last year. Ratzbach at third, Crampton at second, Young at first. Holiday the batter, the 1-1. Breaking ball in the dirt, nice stop by the catcher Diaz. Keeps everyone put. 2-1. Shorebirds have failed to capitalize on basically any of their opportunities so far tonight. They've hit into 4 double plays, but a chance here to get themselves back in the game. The 2-1 to Holiday. He swings and skies it. Foul ground halfway down the third base line. Third baseman Lipscomb comes in and drops it right off the palm of his glove. In and out, and the inning continues for the Shorebirds. The Shorebirds, who have dropped so many pop-ups in this building, may have just been given a gift from Dre Lipscomb. He had to go a long way, but he called off the catcher Diaz and couldn't make the play. Bases stay loaded. 2 outs. 2 balls. 2 strikes. Glavin set. Here's the pitch. And Holiday fouls it back. Pretty aggressive rip on a 2-2 hanging breaking ball. Fredericksburg 4, Delmarva 2, top of the 7th. Base is loaded for Jackson Holiday. Glavin set. Kicks and throws. And Holiday takes a breaking ball down in the dirt. The count is full. Holden Powell walked 3 in a row with 2 outs to get relieved. Glavin comes in and now has a full count on Holiday. Runners will be off on the pitch. Shorebirds down 2, top of the 7th. Runners go, the 3-2, and Holiday fouls it back and out of play. Count remains at 3-2. Shorebirds have hit just 1 grand slam this season. That was last week at home by Noelbert Romero. Shorebirds just want a base hit here to tie the game. Down 2 runs, top of the 7th. Runners go again, the 3-2, and Holiday takes a called strike 3. Just on the outside corner. Holiday caught looking. And the Shorebirds leave them loaded here in the top of the 7th. On to the last of the 7th. It's still Fredericksburg 4, Delmarva 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scrapple and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Though behind a good stretch, it's Delmarva trailing the Rednats 4-2 here in the last of the seventh. Trace Bright back to work for the Birds after they strand the bases loaded in the top of the frame. Jackson Holliday worked a full count, a questionable pitch, 50-50. If you want to give it even that much, off the outside corner. Holliday took it, thought he had worked a bases loaded walk. Instead, rung up looking for the final out. And Shorebird still down 4-2. Bright will face 9-1-2 here in the last of the seventh for the Rednats. Christopher Taylor Cruz leads it off. He's grounded back to the mound and grounded to second so far tonight. Left-handed batter, Bright, the righty, into his wind the pitch. And the fastball is on the outside corner for strike one. Bright allowed a run last inning, a hit batter, a fielder's choice, and a sack fly. 0-1. Fastball misses high and outside. One ball, one strike. Bright the turn and the 1-1. De La Cruz takes down and outside. Ball two. Two-one pitch. Curveball misses high. A little outside as well. It's ball three. Strangely enough now, Bright over the course of his now six professional innings, 3-1. De La Cruz fouls back. 3-1, or 3-2, beg your pardon. Bright has now allowed three runs, two of them earned. Or has now allowed two runs, one earned, beg your pardon. But still hasn't allowed a hit. 3-2. De La Cruz takes down the dirt. Ball four. Lead off walk here in the seventh for the Rednats. Back to the top of the order now for the Rednats. Jacob Young is the next to bat. Young is 1-for-3. He singled and scored back in the third. Line to center his last time up. Young from the right side. Right stretch from the belt. Holds. Now cranks and fires. Runner goes from first. Pitch misses high. The throw to second is not in time. Seemed like the throw beat De La Cruz. Seemed like Holliday put the tag down. But De La Cruz evidently beat it. And taking a look at the replay. Ooh, man, I don't know about that one. De La Cruz, a stolen base. For De La Cruz, that's his fifth stolen base. He's only been caught once. So he's at second. It's a 1-0 count on Jacob Young. Shorebirds being doubled up 4-2 here in the last the seventh. The pitch. Young shows bunt, draws it back. And the pitch misses low. Ball two. And now Retzbach calls time and walks on out to the mounds. Bright a deep breath, now retoes the rubber, third base side. JT Arruda on deck. Young ahead of the count, 2-0. Not too much bend at the knees from the right side, slightly open stance. Here's the pitch. And it's a curveball, just off the inside corner. Ball three. Taylor Cruz edges away from second the pitch. And the fastball is a called strike on the inside corner. 3-1. That was farther in than the prior breaking ball. But this time, Bright gets the call. Win some, you lose some, I guess. 3-1 on its way. And Young, a hard grounder to first. Crampton has it on a room service hop. Takes it to the bag, retires Young. Over to third goes De La Cruz. And the Rednats with the runner at third and one out here in the last of seven. So the Shorebirds will bring their infield in here. Runner at third, one out, already down two runs. And JT Arruda, the batter, he's 2-for-3, a single and a double. Switch hitter stands in from the left side. The pitch. Curveball misses, down and away. Ball one. Shorebirds trying to make it back-to-back wins. The 1-0, Arruda takes, and the fastball is up and away. Ball two. Shorebirds won last night, a thriller 3-2. It's another low-scoring tight affair tonight. Fred Nats 4, Shorebirds 2, last the 7th. The pitch, and Arruda takes down low for ball three. Three and zero on JT Arruda. Taylor Cruz, the third, the pitch, and a fastball is on the outside corner. 3-1. Right to the ready, the tall righty set. Here's the pitch, and the fastball sinks down and outside. Ball four. Second walk of the inning issued by Bright. And there's runners at the corners now and one out for Will Friesel. Out to the mound goes the Shorebirds pitching coach, Joe Hommacher. There's nobody up out in the Shorebirds bullpen. So this is all Bright's mess to get out of. A mess he created himself. A walk, a ground out, another walk. Just Hommacher, Bright, and Retzbach meeting on the mound. Shorebirds already down 4-2. Can't really afford to fall behind by any more. See how they position the infield as well. Maybe they push the middle infield back. Fred Nats have turned four double plays tonight, so who knows, maybe the double play is just in the air tonight. Contagious. Shorebirds would certainly be quite happy if that's the case. And they do play the infield, middle infield back here. Romero at third, also a couple of steps back. Crampton holds on the runner from first. Arruda runs in the first pitch. Friesel drives in the air, deep left field towards the corner. Left fielder Prano has room, makes the catch. Fires it back in towards second. Taylor Cruz tags from third, comes in to score. And the Fred Nats, on their third sacrifice fly of the night, take a three-run lead. It's Fredericksburg 5, Delmarva 2. Friesel with his second RBI of the night. 1-for-3 with two driven in. So now a runner at first and two outs for Trey Lipscomb. Friesel now up to 34 runs driven in this season. Bright, they're ready. And his pitch to Lipscomb. Foul tipped at the plate. Lipscomb trying to check his swing. Ended up sending it to the backstop. 0-1. So 0-1 on Trey Lipscomb. A throw over to first and Arruda barely back in time. Lipscomb 1-for-3 here in this one. He had an RBI single back in the third. Runner goes on the pitch. Lipscomb swings and fouls it back. 0-2. So 0-2 on Trey Lipscomb. Here's the pitch. And Lipscomb takes down and away. Ball one. 1-2 pitch. And Lipscomb, a soft tapper, fouled the backstop. Stays at 1-2. One and two on Trey Lipscomb. 2 outs, a runner at second. Fred Nats lead the Shorebirds now 5-2. The pitch. And Lipscomb, a check swing grounder towards first. Off the bag, Crampton has it. Flips to Bright, covering at first. And retires Lipscomb for the final out here in the seventh. Fred Nats get another run, though, without another hit. 2 walks and a sack fly plus a stolen base on the eighth. Fred Nats now lead the Shorebirds 5-2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the eighth. Never too old for a voice crack, I guess. Shorebirds now trailing the Fred Nats 5-2. Run in the bottom of the seventh again without the benefit of a hit for the Fred Nats. It's now a 3-run lead for the Nationals, and they tap the shoulder of Chance Huff to come on this TechNet call the bullpen and replace Peyton Glavin. Get a nationwide 2-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty, along with nationwide roadside assistance when you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet Professional repair shop near you. Glavin goes just a third of an inning, striking out Jackson Holliday, looking for the final out of the seventh with bases loaded, and also finished the line on Holden Powell, who goes an inning and two-thirds of scoreless baseball, despite the 4 walks. First pitch from Huff to Dylan Beavers. This is down and away. Ball one. 3-4-5 to up for the Shorebirds here in the top of the eighth. Down by three now. Beavers 0-4-3. Here's the pitch. And Beavers swings, lines it out towards center. Young coming on. That will drop in front of him. And Dylan Beavers, a base hit here to begin the eighth. That's now 15 games played for Beavers, and he's reached base in all 15. So a good start to the eighth for the Shorebirds, who just picked up their first hit since back in the fourth inning when Silas Arduan singled. Elio Prado, the batter. He's 0-1 off the bench. The pitch. Fastball misses outside for ball one. Huff making his third appearance of the season for the Fred Nats. He is 1-0 with a 0 ERA. 3 innings, he hasn't allowed a run. He's allowed 1 hit, no walks, 2 strikeouts. The pitch. Prado swings and fouls it back and out of play. 1-1. A ball and a strike on Elio Prado. Here's the pitch. He swings and misses. Chased up and out of the zone. 1-1. Or 1-2, beg your pardon. Prado pinch hit for Doug Hodo back in the third. Hoda was hit by a pitch in the hand, stayed in the game for a half inning, but then came out before his next at-bat. 1-2, and Prado, waiting on the fastball, cuts through it. Huff strikes him out. And there's one away here in the top of the eighth. So one out, a runner at first, and Reed Trimble is the next at bat. Trimble is 1-for-3, hit into a rare 3-6-3 double play his last time up. Switch hitter from the left side, Huff's pitch, and a breaking ball flips in for a called strike. Huff was an eighth round pick out of Georgia Tech this year by the Nationals. Started his college career at Vanderbilt before transferring down to Atlanta. Big righty, 6'4", 220. Pitch home, and Trimble swings and lofts it up behind home. Catcher Diaz gives it a look, and he runs out of room. Brand lands about five rows deep. 0-2. So 0-2 on Reed Trimble. Singled and scored, leading off the fourth. Beavers at first, barely a lead, held on by Bossier. Huff, letter high, set the pitch. And Trimble takes. Fastball is way high. Ball one. Fred Nats, 5 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors. Shorebirds, 2 runs, 5 hits, and no errors. Top of the eighth. Huff the ready. Down the hill, the pitch. And Trimble fights off a breaking ball. Fouls it back. Not in on his hands. Been able to stay alive. 1-2. Beavers dances away from first. 1-2 again, and Trimble takes. Ooh, man, I don't know where that missed. But Trimble knows better than me. He's actually got a little smile on his face. I think even he knows that he dodged a bullet there. I mean, maybe a little low. That's being generous. Very liberal use of the word maybe. So 2-2 on Trimble. Shorebirds down 3, top of the 8th. They get anything going here late. The pitch. And Trimble swings and misses. Chased fastball down the way. Fastball at 98. And Trimble strikes out for the second out here in the 8th. That's back-to-back K's now for Huff after allowing Beavers to single to lead off the inning. So 2 outs and a runner at first, and that brings up Silas Ardoin. Ardoin 1-for-3. 2 strikeouts with a single sandwiched in between. First pitch, runner goes. Pitch misses low. The throw to second is not in time. Beavers with a stolen base. A little daring there, especially with the Birds down to their final 4 outs. But Dylan in safely, his 5th stolen base of the season, having been caught now just once. Out to the mound goes the catcher, Geraldo Diaz, to check in with Huff. Make sure the signs are all straight with now a runner at second. We'll go to some kind of combination here. One and 0 on Ardoin. Huff's pitch. And the curveball falls off the table. Down and away. 2-0. Fred Nats have done a lot of their damage today with 2 outs. Scoring 3 of their 5 runs. Shorebirds trying to repay the debt. 2-0. Fastball misses high to Ardoin for ball 3. Three and 0 on Ardoin. On deck, Noelbert Romero. Huff a look to second, now the pitch. And the fastball is a called strike. Letter high. Duan was already walking out of the box. 3-1. Huff loads up to the set, the pitch, and Arduana hard grounder right to second. Aruna fields, throws to first, and retires Arduana. And Huff able to strand Beavers out at second to end the top of the eighth. On to the last of the eighth, still with Rednats 5 and the Shorebirds 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away, for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With 3 different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Home half of the eighth, it's still Fredericksburg 5 and Delmarva 2. Shorebirds leading another runner in scoring position in the top of the inning. Trace Bright will try to send this game onto the ninth with the deficit just 3 for the Birds. TJ White leads it off for the Frednats in the first pitch and is a breaking ball in the dirt for ball 1. Bright was hit by a pitch and scored his last time up. It was actually the first batter that Bright faced out of the bullpen. Bright the turn and the 1-0. Fastball is on the outside corner, 1-1. White 0 for 1 in total in tonight's game. He's grounded to first and then also walked and scored back in the second. 1-1 pitch, breaking ball induces a swing and a miss out of White. And it's 1-2. Switch hitter digs in from the left side of the pitch. And the fastball inside nearly gets him on the hands. 2-2. Bottom of the eighth. Rednats 5, Shorebirds 2. Here's the pitch from Bright. And White lays off. Breaking ball low. Ball 3. Trace Bright gets his sign from the line with nobody on. The 3-2. And it's ripped down the right field line, but that hook's foul. Would have been destined for the right field corner and extra bases for TJ White. Instead, back to the box and another 3-2 coming. Looks like Edgar Portes has started to throw out in the Shorebirds pen with Bright right now at 42 pitches. 3-2. And White swings, hits it hard on the ground to first. Crampton on the backhand fields and will take it all the way to first himself as him and Bright get there at the same time. A little miscommunication, that's the rawness of Crampton's first ever start at first showing. But no harm, no foul. Out recorded. And there's one away here to begin the last of the eighth. Now the catcher, Haroldy Diaz. 1-for-3, singled back in the second. And before a pitch can come home, the pitching coach and trainer for the Birds, Joe Hallmacher, Griffin Pyatt, had made a quick trip out to the mound to check in on Bright as he and Crampton kind of collided a little at first. The pitch home, and Diaz takes a breaking ball down and outside. Ball one. One out, last of the eighth. Frednats 5, Shorebirds 2. Frednats batting. Diaz open stance from the left side. And the 1-0 is a fastball low. Ball 2. Bright nods yes to the sign. Now his 2-0. And the fastball is in on the outside half for strike one. Two and one on Haroldy Diaz. Here's the pitch. And Diaz swings. It's a chopper towards second, waiting back on it. Holiday. Gloves, throws to first, and retires Diaz. A little bit of a tricky hop. Thankfully, hit softly enough that Holiday more than enough time to react to that one. Snow make the play pretty easily. Get Diaz by a couple of steps. And there's two outs now here in the last of the eighth. Two outs, base is clear for Brandon Bossier. Bossier is 0-for-1. He has two sack flies tonight and takes a first pitch from Bright. Breaking ball is down the dirt. 1-0. Frednats in total, three sack flies in the game. Two for Bossier and then one for Frizzell. 1-0. Bossier lays off a fastball high. Ball two. And those three sack flies are the difference in this game. Shorebirds down three, bottom half of the eighth. 2-0, hard hit grounder to second, right under the glove of Holiday, and into right center, a base hit. Tried to go to it on the back end, and just never had the glove all the way down. We'll see if they tag him with an error. No, they're going straight base hit. And that's going to be it for Trace Bright. Edgar Portes will come on to try to get the final out here in the last of the eighth. It's the first hit Trace Bright has allowed in his career. So Felipe out to the mound explains to Bright that he's reached his pitch count here at 50. Points the bullpen, and Edgar Portes will come on into this one. TechNet called the bullpen here with two outs in the last of the eighth. It's the Frednats 5 and the Shorebirds 2. Back in a moment here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mudhens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Still in the bottom of the eighth, it's Fredericksburg 5, Delmarva 2. And the Shorebirds make a final TechNet call for bullpen for tonight, bringing on Edgar Portes here with 2 outs and a runner at first. Trace Bright goes 2 2/3 innings today, allows 2 runs on 1 hit, 2 walks, 1 strikeout. He is responsible, though, for Brandon Bossier over at first. And Bossier would be Bright's responsibility. Cortland Lawson is the batter to face Portes, who was supposed to be kind of working in tandem today, but after Grady went five, not a whole lot of room available for Portes to sneak on in. So he comes on with 2 outs in the last of the eighth. Right-handed pitcher is pitched to Cortland Lawson. Is a fastball down and away. Ball one. Portes making his 16th appearance of the season, his 8th out of the bullpen. 0-5 with a 6.29 ERA. 6'2", 165-pound righty. From the stretch, the pitch. And Lawson takes another fastball down and outside. Ball two. So 2-0 on Cortland Lawson, who's 0-3 tonight with 3 strikeouts. 2-0. He swings and hammers it foul off the Fred Nats dugout, third base side. Sends on deck man Christopher De La Cruz scrambling out of the way. 2-1. Boss here at first, 2 outs. Portes trying to make it just a 3-run deficit when this game goes into the top of the ninth. Portes from the belt, the pitch. And Lawson pops it out of play. First base side. 2-2. Good job from Portes battling back here after opening up with 2 straight balls out of the bullpen. Bossier takes his lead at first. Infield plays Lawson to pull. Right-handed batter, the pitch. He swings and misses, down on strikes. For the 4th time tonight, Portes comes in, strikes out Lawson, and puts a cap on this 8th. On to the top of the 9th, Shorebirds need 3 to tie, 4 to take the lead. It's Fredericksburg 5, Delmarva 2, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top of the ninth, last chance for the Shorebirds here against Chance Huff on the mound for the Fred Nats. It's Fredericksburg 5, Delmarva 2. 7-8-9-1 for the Shorebirds here against Huff, who threw a scoreless 8th after allowing a leadoff single to Dylan Beavers. He struck out 2 in a row and then a ground out of Silas Ardoin to throw a scoreless inning. Romero, Retzbach, and Crampton for the Shorebirds here in the ninth. Just 5 hits today for Delmarva. All 5 hits, singles. Shorebirds can't pick up the win here in the ninth. Or just come back in general. Whether or not it takes extras doesn't matter. They'll drop the series to the Fred Nats and thus have to look forward to next week at home against Down East to potentially wrap up the season on a high note with a series win. Huff ready to roll. Noelber Romero digs in from the right side. He is 1-for-3 with an RBI single, an infield single, and swings the first pitch here and cues it foul, first base side, 0-1. Romero also hit into a double play back in the fourth. That provided the only other run of the game for the Shorebirds. 0-1, Romero shows bunt, drops it down the third base side, Lipscomb charges, tries to go with a bare hand and comes up empty. So Romero, a bunt base hit here to start off the top of the ninth. Well, you need base runners any way you cut it. And however it happens, it happens. And Shorebirds more than happy to see Romero on base to start this inning. So a runner at first and nobody out for Adam Retzbach. Bossier holds on the runner. Huff from the stretch comes set just below the letters. Kicks and throws. And Retzbach takes a fastball high. Ball one. Fred Nats 5, Shorebirds 2. Top of the ninth. Retzbach from the right side. He's 0 for 2 today. Walked his last time up. The pitch. Fastball is high and in for ball two. Shorebirds have drawn 6 walks, 5 hits, been hit by a pitch too. And they've gone just 1 for 9 with runners in scoring position so far tonight. 2-0. Retzbach takes. It's on the outside corner. Fastball right there. 2-1. Romero leads away from first. Huff set the pitch. And Retzbach pops it out of play. First base side. Get back in the seats. So 2-2 on Adam Retzbach. Romero at first after leading off the inning with a bunt base hit, trying to spark something late for the Shorebirds. They scored 2 in the 8th last night to win that game 3-2. They'll take something a little bigger here in the 9th, here today. 2-2, and Retzbach fouls it back. Good pass at a fastball over the heart of the plate. The 2-2 again to Adam Retzbach. And he swings, hits it on the ground to third. Back of the bag, Lipscomb fields, throws to second. One, really to first, not in time. Retzbach able to beat out the potential double play. Would have been the 5th of season high for the Shorebirds had Retzbach not beat that out. They've grounded into 4 double plays so far tonight. Brings up Adam Crampton. Crampton has been on base 3 times tonight. 2 walks and an error. Right-handed batter. Here's the pitch. And the fastball misses low for ball one. Shorebirds down 5-2 here in the top of the ninth. Retzbach at first, one out, the pitch, and Crampton takes. Fastball is on the outside corner. 1-1. Retzbach, a short lead. Huff ready the pitch. And Crampton, a high chopper back up the middle. Second baseman Aruna fields next to the bag, taps the base, throws to first, and that's in time. And that's the ball game. The Shorebirds ground into a season high 5 double plays as the Fred Nats win this one here on Saturday night by a final of 5-2. Fred Nats take the series, winning 4 out of the first 5. We'll go ahead, take a break, come back with totals and a recap. Their final score tonight is the Fredericksburg Nationals 5 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 2. Postgame show is next. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ball game. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Take in your next Shorebirds game in style. Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Welcome back to Virginia Credit Union Stadium. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds post-game show. Sam Jelinek with you. Let's walk you through how this one happened. Birds a 5-2 loss to the Fred Nats, dropping this series. Second series of the season, the Birds have dropped here in Fredericksburg, losing four out of the first five here this week. Shorebirds were actually on the board first. Doug Hodo hit by a pitch, opened the second, stole second, went to third on a ground down, and then Norbert Romero, a two-out RBI infield single, made it 1-0. Lead lasted all of not even a half inning. Fred Nats the bomb in the second, a sack fly from Brandon Bossier tied the game, but then took the lead in the third for good. Or rather, not for good. For the first time, Trey Lipscomb, two-out RBI single, to make it 2-1. Shorebirds tied in the fourth. Singles from Reed Trimble, Silas Ardoin started the frame, men at first and third, and then Norbert Romero hit into a double play to bring home a run and tie the game at two. From there, though, the Fred Nats scored three unanswered, one in the fifth, one in the sixth, one in the seventh. In the fifth, Will Frizzell in an RBI single with two outs. In the sixth, Brandon Bossier, a sacrifice fly. In the seventh, Frizzell, his second RBI of the day. Another sack fly as he finished 1-for-3 with two driven in. Shorebirds, from the fifth through the eighth, didn't have a base hit, and they ended with just five total in the game. Final line scores here in this one. For the Fred Nats, 5 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors, they strand 6. Delmarva, 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors, they strand 7. Delmarva hits into 5 double plays here today, a season high, surpassing the 4 that they had hit into on 3 separate occasions. Kyle Luckum picks up the win for the Fred Nats. He improves to 2-2, or rather, he improves to 1-0 after going 2 2/3 innings of one-run baseball. Allows 2 hits, no walks, 1 strikeout. Connor Craney, a solid start for the Shorebirds, but he takes the loss, his 10th of the year. He's 5-10 now. Craney goes 5 innings, allows 3 runs on 6 hits, 1 walk, and strikes out 6. Chance Huff picks up the save for the Fred Nats, his first of the season. Goes 2 scoreless innings, allows 2 hits, no walks, and strikes out 2. We started at 6:06, finished at 8:39. Time of game, 2 hours and 33 minutes, in front of 5,276, here from Virginia Credit Union Stadium in Fredericksburg. With the loss, the Shorebirds fall to 45-79 in the season. They're 24-35 in the second half. Now 23-42 on the road, and unable to pick up back-to-back wins here in Fredericksburg. Fred Nats, they improved to 70-54, now 37-21 on the season. 40-24 at home, and they avoid back-to-back losses and take the series from the Shorebirds. Let's get some out-of-town scores here real quick. First, Birdland. Orioles have opened up a larger lead on the Oakland Athletics. Cedric Mullins has just hit a solo homer after Ryan Mountcastle hit his second of the day. It's the Orioles 5 and the A's 1 in the top or bottom of the fifth. Around the rest of Birdland here,
Bowie, a 7-2 win over Erie as they take a 3-2 series lead into the finale tomorrow. Bowie and Erie tangoing right now for the top spot in the Eastern League in their division. Aberdeen trails Hickory 4-1. That's in the last of the ninth, down to their final elm. And Norfolk, they lead Lehigh Valley 3-2. That's in the bottom of the seventh. Joey Ortiz, his first AAA home run. Carolina League scores for you. Mudcats, 8-7 win over the Columbia Fireflies. Fayetteville, 7-0 shutout of the Downey's Wood Ducks. Charleston, 7-5 win over Myrtle Beach. Augusta, 6-3 win over Salem. And still active from Lynchburg, it's the Hellcats trailing the Cannonballers, 7-5. Those are all the scores from the people and places that you care about, so let's go ahead, turn our attention to tomorrow. Series finale, final road game of the year for the Shorebirds. 1:35, first pitch, 1:20. We'll talk to you for the pregame show. It's Keegan Gillis on the mound for the Shorebirds, making his second start of the week. He is 1-1 with a 4.35 ERA. Jose Atencio on the mound for the Fred Nats. He's 3-2 with a 3.90 ERA this season. First pitch, 1:35. Pre-game show, that gets underway at 1:20. How about wrapping up for tonight's broadcast? As always, a big thanks from me to you for tuning in for tonight's game. Big thanks to everybody back in Salisbury who helps put on this show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. And until tomorrow, your final score one more time. It's the Fredericksburg Nationals 5 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 2. Shorebirds ground into a season high 5 double plays as they drop this series to the Frednats, losing 4 out of the first 5. Until tomorrow, I'll talk to you then. I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.